It's Ashley Cook on Nash 103.7. Good morning. It's Kelly McKay. And in studio with me, I have Deb with Boutique Unique. Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
How's it going?
Oh, great. On these sunny, beautiful spring days, I mean, it's hard not to be great.
I know. I totally agree with you. It's beautiful. Yeah. The sky is as blue as it can be. I don't see any clouds
gorgeous.
I am. And the green trees downtown. I mean, we have a gorgeous downtown area.
I drive to work this way just on purpose, just so I can come around the square and enjoy it because it's just so beautiful.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And the weekend looks great for your event, Mini Makers Market.
We have just been praying for a great weekend. So, yes, it looks good.
Yes. Saturday, April 27th. Yes. At Boutique Unique there on Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. You guys have a big day planned.
We do.
So many talented entrepreneurs.
Yes.
These mini makers just blow my mind.
Yes, we are hosting our first ever Mini Makers Market on Saturday, and this is not an event just for children. That's the one thing we wanted to convey to people is all of the artists, all of the vendors there have to be under age 18, mm-hmm. and they have to make their own items. But it's for the whole community to come out and shop and support these kids. There's something for everybody there.
Yes,
absolutely.
There really is. So you want to talk about some of the vendors that will be set up that day?
We have 18 young people. Well, really 20. A couple of them are friends doing booths together. But we have one group is making these woven pot holders, and I am so impressed. Who doesn't need pot holders or hot pads in their kitchen? We have wood burning. We have two or three doing wood burning, which they have gotten. They have cutting boards, coasters, signs. We have one young lady doing organic dog treats and dog cakes. So
yay.
You have got to see that for Miss
Presley.
Presley
will love that.
Hypoallergenic jewelry. We have some clay jewelry coming. We have art. I don't know if you know Julie Mae Johnson, who does a lot of the art on the windows around the square. Mm-hmm. She is bringing her denim jackets, which are hand painted, and they are impressive. We also have Liam McDaniel, who is a photographer. He is a nature photographer, and he has one mug I'm going to have to grab because it is the face of this big donkey, and it is so cute. It is so cute. So he has portraits, mugs, totes with his photography on them. Absolutely adorable. We have one girl who does welding, and she has welded art. And then we have car freshies. We're also going to have Karrison Peters with Sassy's Cotton Candy.
Ooh.
Will be there. I know she sold out at the Sip Shop and Stroll.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is bringing her cotton candy. And also, I don't know if you are familiar with TJ Clapp.
Yes.
Of Clapp's Cabin Sourdough. Her children are going to be there with homemade sourdough cookies, and I have tasted them, and they are incredible. And pretzel bites.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait for the pretzel bites.
I looking at her menu each week thinking, oh, she's going to put some pretzel bites on there, but I haven't seen them.
She's been saving them for the market.
Okay, I get that.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Saving them for the market.
Making their debut.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. I think they take a whole different type of maybe dough or technique.
Okay.
So she doesn't include them in her regular menu.
Gotcha. Maybe
yes.
she will soon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we also have Utterly Delicious Ice Cream Truck that is going to be set up. And I am so impressed with their menu.
Okay.
All kinds of ice cream, snow cones, ice pops. There is a Jolly Rancher ice pop that has to be incredible.
Oh, anything Jolly Rancher.
Right. Right?
I mean, I love a good cherry Jolly Rancher. That was always my favorite.
I love cherry anything. Yeah.
Yes. And it's going to be a perfect day for that. Partly sunny, 80. You're going to want
perfect.
Some ice cream or a snow cone to cool off just a little bit.
Yes.
So
yes.
let's talk where the mini makers will be set up. in the back parking lot of Boutique Unique.
Yes. The front parking lot will house two booths. Down the alley between us and the insurance company, there will be four booths down through there, and then the remaining booths will be in the perimeter of our back parking lot and our neighbor's parking lot. So they have graciously volunteered their parking lot and their restrooms. So we will have two sets of restrooms. So you will not be able to pull into our parking lot that day. However, Hatcher and Sadler has always been very gracious to let us use their parking lot if they do not have a funeral. And right now, it does not look like they have a funeral on Saturday. Okay. So they'll be parking there. They'll be parking at the businesses across the street because they're closed on Saturdays. And you can also park down Garmin and places, those little Preston, those little streets on the sides.
Yes.
So parking should be great. You just cannot pull into our parking lot.
All right. And if you're just a friendly reminder, a little PSA, if you're parking on the other side of Boutique Unique, just please be careful crossing the street.
Absolutely.
Because the cars love to go pretty fast through there. So please be careful crossing the street that day.
Yes.
Just want you to be extra careful
Absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely. Yes.
But so, what a fun day planned.
Oh, we are so excited. I mean, we are hoping this grows and grows and grows. I mean, we're at capacity now with our 18 young people. So if this grows, then hopefully we will even host it at a bigger venue next year.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But we did not charge these kids to set up because we just want them to have the exposure and the experience. They're learning about business, about expenses versus income and what it takes to run a business. So this is just so good for these kids.
What a wonderful opportunity for these mini makers.
And I have to give a shout out to their parents, because you have to think, these kids are in school all day. They do this at night and the weekends. And so that's a commitment from their families also.
That's right. Okay, so come out on Saturday. Boutique Unique presents Mini Makers Market. That's this Saturday, the 27th, from 9 to 3, 302 Happy Valley Road here in Glasgow. You're going to see some very unique things and meet some incredible talent.
Oh,
from all over the place.
We're blown away by the talent of these kids.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Deb, thanks for stopping by this morning. You are welcome.